With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made with the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.
Hello, spiritual gangsters, and welcome back to another episode of the Spiritual Gangster Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Piraldi, and today we're diving into something that might just shift the way you see yourself forever. Your inner child. Yep, that little kid you once were. The one who laughed until their belly hurt. Who asked a million questions. Who believed in magic. Who cried openly without worrying about what anyone thought. That child still lives inside you. And spoiler alert, they're not going anywhere just because you turned into an adult who pays bills and files taxes. We live in a world that glorifies growing up as if adulthood means shutting the door on innocence, play, creativity, and sensitivity. But ignoring your inner child doesn't silence them. It just makes them louder in sneaky ways. So today we're going to talk about how to recognize your inner child, the ways they show up in your adult life, especially when you least expect it. And most importantly, how to start healing and nurturing that part of yourself so you can step into your most authentic, aligned, and badass version of you. Who is the inner child, really? Let's get this straight. Your inner child is not just some fluffy therapy buzzword. This isn't about sitting in a circle singing kumbaya. Unless that's your thing, then sing away. Your inner child is the version of you that still remembers your first heartbreak, your first rejection, your first time being told you're too much or not enough. It's also the part of you that still lights up at the smell of crayons, the sound of ice cream trucks, or the feeling of bare feet on grass. They carry both your wounds and your magic. The joy, creativity, playfulness, and wonder that you once had, still there. The fears, insecurities, and unmet needs, also still there. And here's the kicker. When you pretend they don't exist, they don't just disappear. They show up in your adult life like that one friend who swears they won't come to the party and then shows up uninvited anyway. Except instead of bringing wine, they bring people-pleasing tendencies, fear of abandonment, difficulty setting boundaries, or full-blown meltdowns over something that seems small. Sound familiar? That's not you being dramatic. That's your inner child raising their hand saying, "Excuse me, hi, I still need your attention." Why we silence the inner child? Most of us learned at some point that being childlike wasn't safe. Maybe you were told to toughen up, stop crying, or grow up. Maybe your imagination was shut down by a teacher, a parent, or society telling you to be realistic. Or maybe you had to grow up way too fast because life threw you curveballs that you never asked for. So what do? We armor up. We become self-sufficient. We hustle. We prove ourselves. We silence the inner child because we think strength means not needing anyone, not showing weakness, not being vulnerable. But here's the truth. Burying your inner child doesn't make you stronger. It makes you disconnected. It leaves you chasing validation, love, or safety outside of yourself because you're not giving it to yourself inside. Signs that your inner child is running the show. So how do you know when your inner child is calling the shots? Let me paint a picture. You get irrationally upset when someone doesn't text back right away. That's not adult you. That's your inner child afraid of being abandoned. You avoid conflict at all costs because confrontation feels like rejection. Inner child at the wheel. You feel guilty for resting, playing, or saying no. That's your inner child repeating old programming that love had to be earned. Or maybe you find yourself craving validation, attention, or affection in ways that feel a little desperate or needy. That's not because you're broken. It's because your inner child is still searching for safety that they didn't always feel growing up. Once you see this pattern, you can't unsee it. And honestly, that's a good thing. Awareness is where healing begins. Reparenting yourself. So, let's get into the magic. Healing your inner child is really about reparenting yourself. It's not about blaming your parents or your past. It's not about sitting in resentment forever. It's about becoming the adult you needed when you were little. It's about saying, hey, I've got you now. You're safe with me. Here's how you can start. Listen to your triggers. The next time you feel a wave of anger, sadness, or insecurity, pause and ask, what does my inner child need right now? Maybe it's reassurance. Maybe it's a break. Maybe it's a hug, even if that hug comes from you. Play more. Yes, I'm serious. Healing doesn't always look like a shadow. Play more. Yes, I'm serious. Healing doesn't always look like shadow work and crying on the bathroom floor. Sometimes it looks like dancing in your kitchen, coloring in a kid's coloring book, or singing like nobody's watching. Fun is medicine for your inner child. Validate your feelings. So many of us grew up hearing our feelings were too much. Reparenting means saying to yourself, it's okay to feel this way. I hear you. I see you. And your feelings matter. Create safety. Your inner child needs to know you've got their back. That could mean... Create safety. Your inner child needs to know that you've got their back now. That could mean setting boundaries, saying no without guilt, or simply creating routines that help you feel grounded and supported. Journaling and affirmations. Try writing to your inner child. Dear little me, I see you. I love you. You're safe now. Or use affirmations like, I am safe. I am loved. I am worthy exactly as I am. These simple words go a long way in reprogramming the story your inner child has been carrying. The gifts of healing. When you begin to tend to your inner child, something powerful happens. You soften. You stop being so damn hard on yourself. You stop chasing worthiness outside of you. Because you're finally giving it to yourself inside. And in that softness, you discover a strength you didn't know you even had. Because your inner child is not a burden. They're your superpower. They hold your creativity, your joy, your capacity for wonder, and your ability to love deeply. Think about it. The most magnetic people aren't the ones who are perfect. They're the ones who are playful, real, present, and authentic. That comes from letting the inner child breathe. Healing your inner child doesn't make you feel better. It transforms your relationships, your work, your creativity, your entire life. So, spiritual gangsters, the next time you feel triggered, lost, or disconnected, remember, your inner child is still living within you. They're not here to sabotage you. They're here to guide you back home to yourself. Your job now? To listen, to nurture, to play, to protect, and to give them the love you might not have always received, but that you can absolutely give now. Here's my challenge for you this week. Do one thing, just one, that makes your inner child smile. Maybe it's blowing bubbles in the park. Maybe it's dancing to your favorite 90s throwback. Maybe it's eating ice cream for dinner just because. Let that joy move through you. And if today's episode resonated with you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with a friend who might need this reminder too. Subscribe, leave a review, and help me keep spreading this message that we are all stronger, softer, and more worthy than we realize. As always, thank you for tuning in to the Spiritual Gangster Podcast. I'm Amanda Pieraldi, reminding you, you're stronger than you think, softer than you realize, and already worthy of the love you keep trying to earn. Until next time, stay soulful, stay strong, and keep living like a spiritual gangster.